It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. We are hoping to get John Bates on the show. We had a bit of a scheduling conflict, so he will not be joining us right this instant, but hoping to still get him in before we hand it off at 1 p.m. to Linnell Willingham. It's Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. There's still a lot to talk about. They were out there in pads today. I was doing my best to follow along with practice, Max, as I'm sure you were. There are a number of beat guys, including our guy, Linnell Willingham, who tweet during practice.
Mm-hmm.
But as much as I try and follow along, sometimes it's really difficult. There's a lot of tweets coming.
It's quite hard.
And there's a lot of tweets.
A lot of times guys will post like recapping day five of a training camp. And I usually just can't, like, I can't get myself up for a recap. It's like, it was practice. We did practice again. We hit guys.
We did the practice.
We caught balls.
The thing is, like, so that they're describing, you know, plays, which is good.
Sure.
But everyone's trying to be quick when they get to Twitter, so they're trying to be the first one out with the play. And it's like, such and such tipped a ball. I'm like,
thumbs up.
Okay, how did that look? Did they jump many feet in the air to tip the ball? Was it like a throw that was behind them that was tipped? Like, there's a lot of details that end up getting missed. So it is kind of difficult to really get a grip of who is having good practices and who is not, if you're not actually there. One of the many reasons why I am excited to be there on Saturday, because I just want to be out there, and I really want them to be in pads so I could see who is having good practices and who is not having good practices. So we are still going to attempt to effort to get John Bates on the show today. That might have to be moved to another day. But Jane Daniels did speak after practice today. I want you to hear his entire press availability. So this is Jaden after practice, second day, I believe, second day in pads.
How we doing?
How are you, Jaden?
I'm good.
Take your time, Mickey. What are some maybe little things that you're able to do now just because you have that year in the offense and you're just more comfortable with that? What are some little things that you're seeing in yourself on the field because of that?
I would just say more so playing the situation game-like, as game-like as possible. Like, first and second downs, try not to take a sack. If it's not there, throw the ball away. Work on the second play. Never know, I might be lucky enough to break a sack one time and keep my eyes downfield and let those guys work. But other than that, always just trying to make it as game-like as possible.
And do you, like, just even in terms of a leadership role, how have you seen yourself evolve or change, you know, do more of that?
Yeah, most definitely. I think it's a standard that we set on the offensive side, is, and I'm the one that's got to uphold the standard. And that's if guys are false starting, you know, the next guy up, you know, stuff like that. And even for me, it's like holding myself accountable. If I mess up, I'll look to Zach. I'll look to guys like that to hold me accountable too. But, I mean, that's just holding leadership-wise, like not letting nobody fall underneath the standard.
And do you do that, like, right away, going off leadership? Like, sometimes there's a bad rep, bad series on offense. You'll go to a receiver or even, like, I've seen, like, assistant coach Ingram or something, and I'm assuming you're correcting or tweaking something. Like, do you feel like your voice as a leader has a lot more weight now than it did a year ago today, like training camp last year?
I don't know. I just think you got to probably ask my teammates about that. But I would say for me, it's more so like if I see something, like go out there and communicate instead of trying to hold back and hopefully somebody understands what I'm thinking. But more so, which is like for me, just really going out there and speaking. If I wanted a guy to run a certain route like this, have him go and tell him this is what I see, or, you know, talk to Cliff, talk to Vita, talk to Brian, talk to Blau, you know, people like that.
What's it been like to work with Laramie?
Oh, it's been awesome. I love him. So that, I just think that's the only thing I can say. I love LT.
Jaden, with you and Debo, it looks like you guys have been kind of doing this for a while together. How, and you talked about the chemistry the other day. How is that going? What, over even just this first week or so of camp, have you noticed that you guys have already kind of elevated a little bit?
Damn, it's only been a week of camp. It's only been a week of camp.
Yeah.
Sheesh. it felt like 3 weeks. But I'll just say for Debo, I mean, the guy's played a lot of football. And he's very understanding of different coverages and routes. And, you know, the guy is a pro, and he works hard. So for me, it's like I just go out there and try to communicate, this is what I want versus this look versus this coverage. And he goes out there and he puts in the work and he understands it.
And you've also talked about how, for you, getting to know the guys on the field is also means getting to know them off the field and who they are and what they like. With Jalen Lane, Sam Peel looks like you've been building a chemistry. What have you kind of learned about him as a guy and that speed out on the field? How have you learned about that?
Yeah, the guy doesn't say a lot at all. So I think me and him kind of got that in common. I might talk a little bit more than him, but he's willing to learn. And, you know, that's what you just want for people that are willing to continue to grow and want to develop and learn. So that's the biggest thing for sure.
To Corey Kroski, Bill. Do you call him Bill?
I do call him Bill.
Everybody calls him Bill?
That's Bill.
That's
Bill.
What do you think of him, just in what he's done on the field in the first week, and have you gotten to know him much off the field?
Yeah, I mean, just his he's really good with his one cut and getting north and south and his vision. He's coming along, so I'm excited to see what he does coming forward versus, you know, in different joint practices versus in preseason games, stuff like that. So I'm excited for him.
I know you watch a ton of ball. You've been around these guys a while now. Are there any guys that you start playing with and they're even better or just different from what you've seen on film?
Oh, you're talking about like people that we got?
People
we
like
got?
Debo or Ertz or guys you've watched before. Are they
they're even better than on film? I mean, LT, Vaughn, Debo. I mean, all the guys that we got, you know, just watching them on Sundays play for some time and now watching them up close and personal, like you can see why Vaughn is going to be a Hall of Famer. You can see why LT is one of the top left tackles in the league. You can see why Debo was all pro. You know, you just see those guys and those talents that they have.
Hey, Jaden, since Terry's been back in the building, kind of what's been your level of communication with him? Like, what are you two able to accomplish now that he is back, at least like in the building?
Yeah, I mean, it's great having Terry back in the building, and you know, we just communicate like a normal day. Talk about ball, we talk about life. So I mean, nothing's changed at all.
I mean, the last time you were in here, you talked about, you know, the great connection you guys formed last year. It's going to come back. That being said, you know, it's 1 year you guys have had together. How important is it to you that he's able to get back on the field sooner than later to sort of continue to build on what you had last year?
I mean, I think it's super important for everybody. Just get as many rests as possible before the big show, the real thing is to happen. But I know that time will come. And till then, I mean, if that's us getting in the film room and watching film and just talking, that's other ways we could do it. But, I mean, like I said, man, it's nothing's changed since Terry's been back in the building. When he was out of the building, you know, we always talk. We talk ball, talk life. And so nothing's changed at all.
Kind of after a bunch of plays, we've seen you and Bobby Wagner or you and Mikey Sanders still kind of talking trash to each other, having a little bit of fun. How much does that help with the competition in camp, kind of having that kind of relationship in the second year, kind of knowing those guys a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily talk trash. I mean, I challenge, let's say that. You know, Bobby, you know, with Bobby, you're trying to play a chess, it's a chess match. So he might make a call, I might make a call. So just understanding what he's doing and what he's trying to accomplish. But also, I mean, I also challenge Joe Witt too a little bit. You know, just the competition. You know, we're here to get better. We're here to push each other so it could be the best version of ourselves come week one.
Hey, Jaden, a lot's been made between year one, year two. Can you tell a difference after seven training camp practices this year that it's night and day from a year ago?
Yeah, I think so. Just like I said, just being more comfortable in the offense, another year under my belt, under the system, and trying to understand what Cliff is calling, what we want to accomplish as an offense. And I got different tools in my tool belt, as Coach OG Johnson, Bobby Johnson would say, having tools in my tool belt to get to different protections, get to different runs versus certain looks. So, yeah, most definitely a night and day. Thank y'all.
All right, that was Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels talking to the media after practice. So first and foremost, Max, the immediate takeaway, he is unbelievably more comfortable this year than he was last year. It's not that I ever felt in listening, watching, and then ultimately cutting up his press conferences that I thought he was uncomfortable last year, but he is noticeably more comfortable, little more open, little more extroverted, gives good answers, thoughtful answers. He was very short most times with the media last year, and like for some things, there's just not a lot to.
Yeah, there's only so much you can. Yeah,
I'm not like I don't need a Ron Rivera answer, or now a Dan Quinn answer because Dan Quinn he gives them long answers. I don't need a long answer for every single question, but it is nice to see that he is much more comfortable, and I think you'll start to see that as training camp progresses, if you haven't noticed that already, and as the season begins, that leads me to believe that this team could be off to a very, very hot start, because this season is going to go one of two ways. It's either going to go amazing. You're going to be lightning hot at the beginning of the season. The offense is going to be rolling, and it's never going to stop. Or those of the media members, locally, fans, what have you, that are massive naysayers are going to be correct. The Terry thing is going to be too much to deal with early on, and the offense, despite having all of these new additions, is going to look a little slower than it should. But the more comfortable that Jaden seems, the more likely I feel it is that it's going to be a much more positive start to the season than it will be a negative start to the season. And that is impossible to not get the juices kind of flowing, right? Like, we're at this point in time where we love training camp in our industry because it gives us something to talk about. We can get storylines every single day, even though most of the storylines are kind of the Terry thing, right? But you can get storylines from training camp every single day. I just want real games. This profession is so much simpler when you're just dealing with some real football games. I can't wait to see Jaden back out there on the field. The development with him and Cliff in year number two, I think, is really, really exciting. And he mentioned that in the press conference, keeping all of the guys that were here on the coaching staff from last year to this year. Like, if you just look across the league, what is the biggest knock right now on the Detroit Lions, who Washington beat in the divisional round? Well, you know, they lose all their coaching staff. Not here. Coaching staff the same, especially for the offense. All the guys that were really, really good and excelled last year in the coaching department, they are all back this year. I'm incredibly, incredibly excited about that. So that was Jaden at the podium. We're still going to see if we can get John Bates on today, although it's looking a little bit more unlikely. We have some Denton's Daily News coming up in 20 minutes. At noon, I'm going to start taking your calls. So if you're listening and you want to jump in on this, I want you to start thinking. At noon, we're going to start taking your calls. Have you ever walked out of a job? And if so, what was the story? I want those calls at noon at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So start thinking, getting in your brain a little bit. Have you ever walked out of a job, and what was the reasoning for that? Those calls in 45 minutes. But coming up next, I got a bone to pick with a video game. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.